You're back with us on Friday Breakfast, 3CR, Green Left Radio. And yeah, you're just in time for our second interview. We've got Jen Townsend on the line with us. Jen is an artist who facilitates creative experiences and focuses on socially engaged art projects. She is of English and Scottish settler heritage and grew up in southeast Melbourne on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. She's currently based in Noble Park with her partner and their one-eyed Staffy Chili. Good morning to you, Jen.
Morning, Chloe. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And I've had the pleasure of meeting Chili, sort of a mascot of the studio. Now, we've got you on the show this morning, Jen, to talk about an ongoing project that you've initiated, a press vest project. Can you tell us about the ideas behind the press vest?
Yeah, sure. So I think any listeners will know that there's been an unprecedented number of journalists killed in Palestine, and so that's been documented across particularly Al Jazeera, and there's an amazing website, Shirin.ps, which is named after one of those journalists who was killed before 2023. And so what a group of artists have been doing in the southeast is making one press vest for every journalist killed. So that's about 288, and each one, they're made of cardboard. They're quite realistic, surprisingly, once you really get a bit of paint and the name on there. And on the reverse is the name and photo of a journalist who's been killed in Palestine.
Yeah. Thanks for describing that. And how you've sort of gone into a bit about what it's made out of, but how are you making these press vests?
Yeah, so the idea for the project was inspired really to give credit to the Paper Kites for Palestine project, which similarly is a representation of the children killed, so that's 20,000 paper kites. And it was Lucas who has helped facilitate that project and get it off the ground, and he actually made that first press vest and was just making it for a rally and sent me a photo, and I looked at it, and seeing a photo of it could see how realistic it looked, but it was also quite simple and easy to make. So really when I saw that and had the idea back in August, and the catalyst was around the death of Anas al-Sharif, who was a quite renowned Palestinian journalist, and his will has been shared online. That was a real catalyst to make these en masse and do it in a way that has involved community. So being a material physical way where we, you know, have had box cutters, glue guns and paint and needed many, many people to make it. I think the scale of it, you know, at the start, like, yeah, this is possible. And then as we got in, there's been just so many moments where, you know, there's just 288 is a huge number. And I think making it with community in a studio in Noble Park, Garage 35 Art Studio, which I'm a part of, have all been super supportive, allowing people to just come in and drop into these making sessions on weekends and on evenings over the last 3 months to actually grieve together and make something for advocacy, but also that process of being together in the space has also been, yeah, a really important part, I think, of, you know, I've met so many amazing people, including you, through this project. So it really has dual kind of purposes in that way.
Yeah, and people who have attended the weekly rallies may have already seen some of the press vests displayed amongst the crowd or in some of the photographs. So these are the ones that Jen and the crew have been making with the community. And yeah, Jen, you're right. It is one of the deadliest ever recorded deadliest attacks on journalists. Israel is murdering the messengers, really. They've wiped out entire news crews, and it's really important that you are highlighting that through art. How can people get involved in this project?
Mm. So now that the press vests have been made, and thank you to every single person who's been part of that making process, the vests will be going into the city, and I just heard your presenter share that this Sunday, 2nd of November, there is a rally at 12 p.m. There's been maybe a bit of confusion, as you know, it was told rallies were off, but they're still on and still very important since Israel keeps breaking ceasefire. And as you said, we're not hearing as much news from Palestine because there's been nearly 300 journalists killed. So very, very important to stay connected to the movement. And so for the first time, all of these vests will be heading into the city with a group of volunteers there at the rally from about 11 a.m, and we'll be distributing those in conversation with the Free Palestine Melbourne rally organisers. To ensure that they can travel through the rally held individually. So it's going to need, as we know, we have great attendance in Melbourne at these kind of rallies, but still 300 people more or less will be each holding a vest. And so if you weren't already maybe planning and coming in on Sunday, but you can, we really need people there to hold these vests and acknowledge that each one represents a life. So it's become a now quite a sacred object. It requires care, and it'll be a procession through the rally and then gathered back up at the end. And what's now also starting to happen, and which was the hope for the project, is that advocates are getting in touch and activists saying, hey, there's an event I'm organising, and I think this art piece would be really powerful to have there. And so if you're someone like that, you can also get in touch, and I'll share the best way to do it. There's a website, which is tinyurl, if you've heard of those before, .com/ 272 many, so 270 TOO many, and maybe that can go in notes later. There's a contact form in there, and you might say, yeah, I want to help display these vests. Or maybe you've got, you know, a big car and you're able to help transport it. So when someone else gets in touch and says they want to do that, it's going to take a lot of people to help move these real representatives of bodies, a body of artwork, around. And this Sunday's important because all 288 will be there. But as we saw on the 12th of October, for those who were there, there was 30 vests there, and they made it into, you know, the Channel 9 news in the background, because they're just, I think art does something different that and visuals and banners that, you know, words alone can sometimes struggle with. So my hope is that, you know, we might have, and we do have plans for some to be going up to Canberra for the ABC Managing Director's press conference. I think that's the 19th of November, and then heading to Sydney. So really the call now to action is for people to help share them, whether it's, you know, on your campus, whether, you know, we fill a whole lecture theatre with them, or take them to the streets, have a silent vigil. Yeah, please get in touch and help all of the work that's gone into the making of it now reach people who hopefully can be as moved as I've been in the process of really seeing the individual faces and recognising the murder of these people, and then also begging that question of why would so many journalists be killed, and people naturally fill the dots there.
It is, yeah, exactly. It is really part of a deliberate strategy, isn't it, to silence on the ground reporting, and yeah, it's a systematic campaign by Israel to hide the reality of its mass killings and its starvation regime and the destruction of civilian life. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show, Jen, and for your work in honoring some of the bravest people in the world and making sure that people don't forget these journalists, that they'll never be forgotten. Was there anything else you wanted to mention before we wrap up the interview?
No, I think, you know, just really looking forward to seeing this out on Sunday and meeting more people who want to bring it out. Although I would just say as well, of hearing recent news, something that has been really sticking with me, of course, is what's happening in Sudan, and just in the last couple of days, there's been, you know, nearly another 1,000 people killed. And just to remind everyone that there are connections across these, yeah, struggles between Palestine and Sudan. And as an ally, I guess, it's really important we keep elevating the voices of people with the lived experience and with those connections, and know that there's many ways to do activism, and arts is just one, but it's also a way to then move into, as I literally have through this whole experience, started making art and then suddenly, you know, really learning a lot more about the strategic impact of boycotts and meeting people with that speciality and working together across issues and across, different tactics. So, if you are an artist and you haven't yet ventured into organising, there's a lot of people needing help to communicate ideas for their events, even making graphics and all that. There's so much you can do. So there is groups out there. There's, ways you can really support and use whatever your skills are across issues really facing the world today.
Yeah, well put. And you don't need to, like you said, be an artist to get involved in a project like this. So anyone who wants to support the Press Vest project, Jacob, we'll put the link of the tiny URL link so people can, it'll be easy for people to just click on it and sign up and figure out how to help, how to join.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Jen, and enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you at the protest on Sunday. And, we look forward to seeing all of those, all the press vests, all the journalists out there being displayed throughout the crowd.
Thanks. Thank you. In honour of them, and thanks for everyone for listening and being in solidarity. Have a good rest of your day.